Right before the long prayer and the worship service, Lord's Day morning, we'll be reading James chapter 4, verses 13 through 16. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we'll go to such and such a city, and spend a year there and buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So in this passage, we have a warning against those who live unmindfully of the Lord. The mindset of the man that is being described here, or the people who are being described here, is exactly opposite what the Apostle writes in Thessalonians when he says, pray continually. For these people, it's more like plan continually. Their happiness does not lie in what the Lord has promised and the Lord's fulfilling of what He has promised. Behold, their life consists in making promises to themselves and their plans for fulfilling their own promises to themselves. The problem with this is that, as verse 14 reminds us, not only do we have no power to fulfill our own promises, and perhaps when we read this, we would see that as primary and miss, that what is really being said here is that we have no power to extend our lives even the next day or the next moment, beside the fact that we don't know if what we would promise ourselves is truly beneficial or not. Whereas whatever God promises in Christ is perfectly beneficial. But we don't have power even to continue our lives. Notice after he says, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. He says, instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live. This is a mindset that used to belong to believers. They taught their children a little prayer with great wisdom. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. This doesn't just ring unusual in the ears of those who live by their own plans instead of the Lord's promises. I have actually heard said prayer mocked for holding before children the idea that they might not live through the night or they might not get another day. But I do tell you, dear children, this evening, many of which are my own, from my own body and as my own heart to me, you are not guaranteed another day. Do not live by the promises that you make yourself. Live by the promises that God has made in Christ. And who may take the vapor that is your life, and if you belong to Him in Christ, will take you to Himself. See, the point in these verses is not that we are not to have aspirations that are too ambitious. The criticism is not of a plan to travel or a plan to work or even a plan to profit. The problem is not the size of the aspirations, it's the fact that the Lord is utterly absent from those aspirations. We are not to have any aspirations, desires, plans at all apart from the Lord. We are not to have our happiness or purpose in this world and this life. We are to live in this world and this life as those who have our happiness and our purpose in the Lord Himself. This world and this life are about to be taken away from every single one of us. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. We forget that from one moment to the next, everything depends upon the will of the Lord. Certainly that is what these people whom the apostle addresses in the passage are forgetting. And that forgetfulness in verse 16 is called boasting in arrogance, and evil boasting. It is actually the opposite of the humbling ourselves before God that we heard about in verse 10. And therefore, it leaves no room for the gracious lifting up of those who are humbled before God. We who depend upon Him and yield to His will, when we are humble before Him and He forgives by grace all of that from which our hands and heart need to be cleaned, and find ourselves seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, we are lifted up by God infinitely higher than any man's plans or self-making could ever lift him. Prayer admits dependence upon God for our very existence from one moment to the next. The poorest Christian and the richest Christian are both taught by Christ Himself to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." We know that we are a vapor, which is why we ought to define good as being near the Lord, to be continually with Him, to have Him hold us by the hand, to have Him guide us by His counsel. For all of these come for the length of a vapor, and then afterward He will receive us into glory. It is the very essence of prayer to acknowledge that we can do nothing apart from God. We come because we have at the core of our essence neediness, and He has in His essence all goodness and power and wisdom to meet our needs. Only what He ordains is truly beneficial. And so true prayer always says, "Thy will be done," as Christ taught us to pray, and "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done," as Christ Himself prayed. And so what He prayed as He looked before His cross, each of us ought to pray every day. Because the Lord Himself taught us that each of us would have a cross to take up daily. And He has selected for each one of us which one is our cross. The one who knows you perfectly and who sustains you by His grace. The one who has planned the end from the beginning and how all things in the middle fit together has assigned to each believer his or her daily cross. The Lord does not assign to me to take up your cross or to you to take up my cross, but each of us to take up daily our cross. And so there is a special blessedness in coming to Him as He taught us to pray, "Thy will be done," as we prepare to take up a cross. Are we not then right in the shadow of our Savior, who said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done"? And of course, our crosses are not like His, not in intensity and certainly not in anything they could ever accomplish. But we rejoice in the humble, prayerful life that our Lord Jesus set an example of for us, that is the opposite of the evil boasting of living by what we promise ourselves. So, when we rise from our knees, let us not lose the mind and heart of true prayer, so that we do not find ourselves living for what we have promised ourselves, or hoping in our ability to carry it out. Amen.